This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your hosts Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner, and I am from Bushka Wealth Management. And this week, I'm joined by my sister and our private wealth advisor, Kaylee Berenson. Now, listeners out there, if at any point during today's show you want to get a little bit more information about what we're talking about, as always, you can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or you can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retire with BUSKA.com. Now, while you're at the website, make sure you check out the radio and TV show pages. You can check out some of our past episodes. And of course, on the radio show page, you can subscribe to the program on your favorite podcast utility out there. Now, for many of us, some birthdays mean more than others. When we turn 16, we can get that driver's license finally and jump behind the wheel and get a taste of that real freedom. And then, of course, when we turn 65, we qualify for Medicare, which is often an essential part of a successful retirement. But in our role as financial services professionals, we also urge our clients that we work with to consider turning 50 as a momentous birthday, because it's often the ideal moment to review your current financial strategy and consider how probable it is that it will help you maintain your preferred lifestyle during your retirement. A lot of financial services professionals also consider the half-century mark to be a significant one, because if you aren't set up for a successful retirement, you may have enough years left on the job to adjust your strategy, change some of your habits, and move forward on a more stable path. But before we get too far into today's show, let's make sure we introduce everyone here with me today, Tony and Kaylee. Tony, how are we doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm fantastic. Had a great week. Really love doing the show with you each week, and happy to have Kaylee here once again with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kaylee, how are you doing?
I'm doing great as well, and I'm happy to be here with both of you today.
Are you keeping busy?
I am keeping busy. It's been a busy week. I'm recovering from being sick last week, so just playing catch up week, but it's good.
Did you get it from the kids, your kids?
Oh, that is probably a valuable source of information, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I you have my sympathies. Sorry you were sick, and sorry you have to work with Cole every day. That's got to be
such a challenge.
That's got to be the toughest part, right?
It sure is.
No, I'm kidding you, Cole. Cole, how have you been? We were talking before the show, and you were describing your schedule, and I thought I was busy.
Well, it is our one of our busiest seasons. You know, I always say that our busiest seasons are the last quarter and the first quarter of the year, because you know, last quarter is when everybody's doing their year-end planning, and then health insurance and Medicare open enrollment are happening, and then of course the first quarter of the year is tax season and people doing all of their planning for the future and all of that for this next tax year. So we're very busy right now, but of course that's a good thing. You know, I mean, obviously that's what we're here for, to help our clients plan for a successful retirement, make sure they're taking advantage of all of the tools and resources that are available out there for them, and just providing the best possible guidance that we can. And I can't quite believe that the first month of the year is already over, but here we are, starting February off.
Yeah, well, it's great to have Kaylee here, and for our listeners, Sue's not here. Sue is out. I think she's purchasing a new RV, and her and Tom plan on living in it in your driveway again, Kaylee.
Oh my gosh. I don't think I'm going home then.
I heard that she did that for a while. That was awesome, right?
She did do that for a while. It was an experience. We'll just leave it at that.
We'll put it mildly, right?
An experience. Put it in air quotes. I love it. No, I'm just kidding. She's not doing that. But it is a good topic you guys have chosen for us. I mean, you know, there are certain birthdays that people usually recognize as special or important, especially when it comes to their finances. You know, obviously people when they turn 16 and 21, we celebrate, or 40 and of 65. But 50 is that sweet spot for retirement planning, where you have a lot of your career behind you, but you may have a decade or more work ahead of you at that point. So that means retirement is getting closer. You do still have some time, right? Right, Kaylee?
That is right, Tony. And an AARP article titled 10 Retirement Planning Mistakes People Make at 50 offers some insights that I think many of our listeners will find valuable. It first notes that you may want to be prepared for leaving your job, whether by choice or circumstance, prior to the common retirement age, which is still the ballpark of 65 for most people. The article cites a 2022 Employee Benefits Research Institute survey that found that 47% of people retired sooner than they'd anticipated. The reality is that if you lose your job while you're in your 60s, it may be extremely challenging to land a new one, particularly one that provides the same salary and benefits. When crafting your retirement strategy, it may be wise to consider the possibility of saying goodbye to your career before you thought you would.
Well, yeah, and as much as we can, I guess we all have to have a contingency plan for the unexpected. You know, if you happen to lose your job or you're unable to work for some reason in your 60s, you have to have a plan in place. And I guess one of the best things you can do to make that happen is work with financial professionals like yourself, Kaylee and Cole, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, absolutely. I mean, you know, having a contingency plan in place is always a good idea. You never really know what's going to happen. Now, your 50th birthday may also be an ideal moment to make certain that your financial strategy is well balanced and doesn't have too much or too little risk. It's not uncommon for someone to turn 50 and then suddenly realize they're running behind when it comes to building enough retirement savings, and then put too much of their nest egg at risk in an effort to catch up. At the same time, too much caution may also negatively affect your lifestyle during retirement. Working with a financial services professional to build a financial strategy that balances your money, all of your other assets, and your investments is one way that you may be able to be more confident about your personal retirement.
Well, yeah, and that's what we all want. Obviously, we can all make unwise financial decisions in the heat of the moment, but again, working with financial professionals may help turn down that heat a bit and help you make a more rational decision.
That's a great point, Tony. And I'll add that the 50-plus catch-up opportunities may be a solid step for people whose nest egg is a little smaller than it should be. In 2024, people who are at least 50 may contribute an additional $1,000 to an IRA above the standard $7,000 limit. People who are 50 or older and self-employed and have a simple IRA may contribute an additional $3,500 beyond the standard 2024 contribution limit of $16,000. People with a 401k through their employer may contribute an additional $7,500 above the standard 2024 401k limit of $23,000. Furthermore, if you're still on the job and you may also open a Roth IRA in 2024 and have a contribution limit of up to $8,000 for those who are in the area of at least 50 years old.
Wow. Well, that sounds great. And based on those numbers, it certainly seems like catch-up provisions are a good option for some of our listeners. Hey, I'm in my 50s now. I like the fact that I do have those options because I want to sock away as much as possible and get that compounding interest and do it while I am still earning that money and still working. But I'm curious, Cole, about the effect that debt might have on those who are 50 or older.
That's a really good question, Tony, and it probably won't come as much of a surprise that if you turn 50 and you're still saddled with a significant amount of debt, you may want to pay that off as quickly as possible, at least outside of your mortgage. Now, once you've been able to shrink your other debt, then you can build a debt payment strategy that focuses solely on your mortgage. Keep in mind that retiring without any debt may enable you to enjoy more travel, more hobbies, and a better overall quality of life.
And that's what we're all looking for in retirement, right?
Absolutely.
And, yeah. So we should probably take a quick break here to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you. You've been talking about a lot of things that you really need help with, work with a financial services professional. Cole, how can our listeners out there set up that consultation?
Well, Tony, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And, of course, you can check out all sorts of different resources out there on the website, and you can also schedule that complimentary no-obligation consultation right here and now on the website in either our WASA office, our Eau Claire office, or virtually if that works better for you.
All right. Thank you, Cole. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Cole and Kaylee right after this.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com. Or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Cole and Kaylee. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And, of course, I'm here with our hosts, Cole Bruner and Kaylee Berenson. Cole and Kaylee, you've been talking about some simple but valuable financial steps our listeners out there can take as they head into retirement with more confidence and more excitement. What's next on the agenda, Kaylee?
Let's stick with the AARP article titled 10 Retirement Planning Mistakes People Make at 50, which next recommends being cautious about taking on too much college debt. It's common for parents in their 50s to end up with more college debt than necessary because they didn't take advantage of a 529 account when their children were younger. Some parents may utilize some home equity or other credit source to cover the expenses of their child's education. However, that strategy may leave them with a large amount of debt they won't be able to pare down before they hit their ideal retirement age. I acknowledge that this can be difficult in some situations, but sending our kids to college is one of our biggest personal and financial goals. One potential solution is to help your kids take out loans in their own name and then assist them with a portion of their eventual monthly payments.
Yep, exactly. And helping your kids get that college education, I know it can be stressful and overwhelming because I happen to have three children in college right now, or I shouldn't call them children, adults, but reaching out to somebody like yourself can help relieve you of some of that burden if you have kids in college or want to plan for a college education or helping them out, your kids or grandkids, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's right, Tony. Now, also, your 50th birthday may be a good time to reconsider your current healthcare strategy. Now, I don't mean your various insurance policies per se, which is something that we'll address in a couple of minutes. I'm more talking about your personal healthcare decisions. If you're 50 or older and your current diet and exercise plan isn't exactly robust, you may still have enough time to develop some more positive habits before you retire. Give up on that lunchtime burger run for a salad or some fresh fruit. Give up an hour of daily streaming TV for an hour-long walk while listening to a fun podcast or an audiobook from your favorite writer. And remember that these kinds of things aren't just good for your health and your waistline, they're also good for your wallet today and for many years to come.
Ah, okay. That's good to know as well, and I think it's a good point. A lot of us probably think that eating better and getting more exercise is just a way to maintain our health, but doing these things can also keep a lot more money in our pockets because obviously an unhealthy lifestyle can increase our expenses. Our health care, especially after we get into retirement, those health care expenses, you want to minimize those as much as possible.
That's exactly right, Tony. And Cole said we'd touch on health insurance policies a moment ago, so let's do that now. If you're in good health when you turn 50, it may be easy for you to assume that you'll have the same level of health when you turn 60 or 65, but doing so may cost you financially. The reality is that none of us can really predict how our health will be in 5 or 10 or especially 20 years down the road.
Yeah, that's something to think about. I mean, when it comes to insurance policies and products, we need to know some things. I mean, what are some of the things people may want to consider when they turn 50 regarding insurance?
Well, for me, long-term care insurance is possibly one of the most critical policies for someone turning 50 to consider. A lot of older people will eventually need long-term care services while they retired. And as we've explained on previous shows, long-term care services can be incredibly expensive. In fact, long-term care services can be so expensive that it makes a huge dent in your savings or even possibly wipes it out completely. For some people, long-term care insurance may offer a certain level of financial protection. But as you get older and begin to have more health issues, it often becomes more difficult to purchase long-term care insurance at a price that doesn't blow up your overall budget. By purchasing long-term care insurance at around age 50 when you're in good health, you may avoid one of the biggest retirement hurdles that are out there and do it at a cost that positions you to maintain your preferred lifestyle. Now, in addition to long-term care insurance, we also recommend partnering with a highly qualified financial services professional to create a thorough life insurance strategy. If you were to die unexpectedly, you don't want your loved ones left behind to be navigating financial challenges while they're also trying to emotionally manage your passing.
Oh, yeah, it's tough, and people like to avoid this topic because it is tough to think about. Long-term care insurance and life insurance, they may be essential for many of us, but making sense of all of it, that's tough. And then you have to make informed choices. It can be daunting. So partnering again with yourselves is an opportunity to make that process a little simpler. And once you've chosen those insurance products, your overall financial strategy will hopefully be stronger, correct?
Correct. And next, we should touch on the possibility of divorce. Even though I'm the first to admit that's not possibly an exactly heartwarming topic, if you're 50 and happily married, you should still plan for the possibility of a future divorce and prepare. What would a divorce do to your retirement plans? Could a divorce make it more challenging to maintain your current lifestyle during retirement?
Well, you're right, Kaylee. We can't avoid unpleasant topics when it comes to building a thorough financial strategy, and that's what this is all about. And that's what both of you do day in and day out for your clients.
Oh, absolutely. And additionally, people turning 50 may want to update their key financial and legal documents. During my years as a financial professional, I've seen a lot of people make this sometimes damaging mistake. First, be sure that you've gone through the enhanced planning process with a financial services professional. And second, make sure to update your documents immediately whenever your circumstances make it necessary. Now, our office has a special program called Enhanced Planning, Preserve Family Harmony, and Protect Your Legacy that offers insights and steps that you can take about critical financial elements like wills, trusts, and avoiding unnecessary taxes, potentially.
Wow, yeah, that's great. A valuable resource. And why don't you let our listeners know, before we go to the break, how they can get that and set up a consultation with you?
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call right now at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. Again, that's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, sounds good. Listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Cole and Kaylee right after this.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box, and the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Cole and Kaylee. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And I'm here with Cole Bruner and Kaylee Berenson. Cole and Kaylee, this has been a good one. Again, you're talking about steps people need to take once they've turned 50 to help them secure the type of retirement they've always hoped for. We all want a comfortable retirement. We want our money to last as long as we do. what do you have for us in our final segment here, Kaylee?
Well, Tony, let's conclude our show today by addressing some of the things that you and your money should be prepared for when you turn 65. An additional AARP article titled Five Things You Need to Know About Finances When Turning 65 provides some solid information. As many of you probably already know, age 65 is a significant year for retirement planning, and the article nicely tells us why.
Yeah, that sounds good. And, you know, a lot of people out there probably think they already know what turning 65 will mean for them. But knowing you, Cole, I bet you're about to hit us with some surprises, right?
Oh, I certainly am, Tony. You know me well.
the like, first... surprise, I'm living in an RV and parking it in your driveway.
You better watch out, Tony, or I'll be there in your driveway. No, but the first thing anyone turning 65 should really consider is that hitting that milestone doesn't necessarily mean that you've reached your full retirement age for Social Security, even though retirement advertising can often make it seem like 65 is the be-all and end-all retirement age. Now, when it comes to Social Security, the full retirement age is 66 for those born between 1943 and 1954. And from there, it rises in 2-month increments every year until it's capped at age 67 for people born in 1967 or later. Now, while you may begin receiving Social Security when you hit age 62, keep in mind that your monthly retirement benefit will be smaller for the rest of your life, depending on how long before your full retirement age you choose to file.
Okay. How much smaller can that payment be then, Kaylee?
Well, Tony, if you were born in 1955, your full retirement age is 66 and 2 months. But if you file for Social Security when you're 65, that's 14 months early. Accordingly, your monthly payment would be permanently reduced by 7.82%. You should also note that filing early may shrink the survivor benefit your spouse is eligible for after your passing. Moreover, if you file before your full retirement age and while you're still on the job, your monthly payment may be smaller based on your income.
God bless Social Security.
Well, and from my perspective, what you just told us there means that, hey, if Social Security is part of your financial strategy, it is going to be helpful to meet with a financial professional again to go through the Social Security and what time frame may be best for you, because what worked for your neighbor or your friend at work or a family member isn't necessarily what's best for you, right, Cole?
Oh, absolutely. And also, speaking of retirement programs that may be vital for a lot of retirees, age 65 is also when you can enroll in Medicare. Now, if you enrolled in Social Security before you turned 65, you're going to be automatically enrolled in Medicare. However, if you turn 65 prior to enrolling in Social Security, you have to formally enroll in Medicare. Now, you are afforded a 7-month window to enroll, the 3 months before you turn 65, the month of your birthday, and then 3 months after that. And you're permitted to enroll in Medicare on Social Security's website, even if you aren't prepared to enroll in Social Security itself. There's still much to know and consider when it comes to Medicare's rules and regulations. So I'd strongly urge you to talk to a financial professional about Medicare. And obviously, we have those resources right here in our office to help navigate you through Social Security questions, as well as Medicare related questions, and even help you to find the best possible plan for your circumstances and make sure that you've got all of your other I's dotted and T's crossed when it comes to your Medicare health insurance program.
Yeah, I think it used to be you just filed for Social Security whenever you felt it was best for you, and Medicare just happened when you're 65. You didn't think much about it, but it has gotten so much more complicated, and you can be leaving money on the table, and healthcare costs are huge, so you do not want to make a mistake there. Again, you have to have a plan in place, and you have to be working with somebody who's going to look at that big picture like yourselves there, and you have a great team there.
That's correct, Tony. And turning 65 also means you can use your health savings account, commonly referred to simply as an HSA, for additional expenses. Ultimately, an HSA may provide you with a triple tax break. First, your contributions are tax deductible or pre-tax if your HSA is provided by your employer. Second, the money in your HSA grows tax-deferred. And third, you may be allowed to withdraw some money tax-free for qualified medical expenses. Perhaps even better, when you turn 65, you may start using your HSA for more expenses than you could before that milestone birthday. While you must stop making HSA contributions once you're enrolled in Medicare Part A or B, the money in your account may keep growing and can be used for certain medical costs in the future. Additionally, you generally must pay taxes and a penalty if you use your HSA money for something other than qualified medical expenses. But those penalties disappear when you turn 65, and you must only pay taxes on money that's used for non-medical expenses.
So does turning 65 mean we're done saving for retirement then?
No, not necessarily, Tony. If you're still enjoying your career when you turn 65, even if you're only working part-time, you can keep socking away money. You can also continue contributing money to a Roth or a traditional 401k at any age as long as you're earning some level of income from a job. Thankfully, you have a lot of options for retirement savings shortly before you turn 65, as well as after you've reached that age. So make sure that you're working with a qualified financial services professional to construct a strategy that really suits your personal needs and goals.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. Now, this has been a great show, but we're almost out of time. Is there anything else you want to add for our listeners before we go?
Well, Tony, just one final reminder that, of course, they do not have to plan for retirement alone. There's a lot of moving parts. There's tons of tools and resources that are out there. And if you'd like to get together to get started on working on a plan, or if you'd like a second opinion on your current plan, give us a call at 715-355-4445, or you can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And, of course, you can schedule that complimentary no obligation consultation right now on the website in either our Wausau or Eau Claire office, or virtually if that is better for you.
All right. Well, that sounds great. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Cole and Kaylee. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.